Welcome to this week's edition of Night Train Poetry in Motion with me, Neil Fagan. Your midweek 30-minute ride of spoken word poetry. There's no chat, no coming, just kick off your shoes and live in the moment. Tickets at the ready, take a ride to a place in your mind with no place to hide.
Rising and the electric currents in the air are setting the imagination on fire. Watch, says the mind's eye. Squint, says the subconscious. Watch out, screams Father Time. And we chortle out past the edge of reason, riding a hurricane through the divine, seeking our way through the ether with the voices of our rhyme. To ride a kaleidoscope back to the begin. Ah, love. When time ignited, what we were. How we flew, past all the barriers, set sail for the universe and beyond. How pale reality was in comparison to tripping the light fantastic. The ever-changing electric imagination of your soul. Bury me, electrically hibernate within and eventually your lightning pours through the soul and we're back to the begin.
Go ahead and laugh. I wouldn't blame you, knowing what I know and then told you. The history behind the man. What else could one expect? But that's that damn half-full glass. I can't seem to drink it dry. It sits, desk decoration, next to all the clutter that serene surrounds me. I sip so daintily, the essence of Pandora's box, hope, spreads all through me, the distillation of my tears and triumphs. I gulp, greedily, determined now to drain each drop from that bright beaker. But as ever, am entirely unsuccessful. The glass clatters back onto the circular stone coaster I bought expressly for this purpose, thinking if I slam the base down hard enough, the fucking thing will shatter and release me from this Pollyanna vision and the dauntless spring, unquenchable, replenishing the goblet. But no, the glass is charmed, made immortal, rendered proof against whatever harshness I in life deliver. So come and laugh, my friend. It's only fitting that a fool should entertain you. Watch me blossom in the water of salvation that condemns me, history's own jester, to retrace my selfsame steps, until the midnight throws its curtain down around me.
I used to be loved here in this land, touched and caressed by many a hand. Now I'm left on a shelf in an old empty store, gathering dust, alone and ignored. My cover so dusty, you can't read my name. Don't judge me by this. Inside, I'm the same. The words on my page, in print clear and bold. When you look closely, a story unfolds. A fantasy tale full of magic and myth. A princess asleep, awoken by a kiss. Monsters and dragons, fairies and elves, hidden inside me, here on these shelves. My cover's so dusty, you can't read my name. Don't judge me by this. Inside, I'm the same. I long to be held by many a hand, touched and caressed once more in this land.
Shells. She does her best to dodge them, but his words alone are like rapid artillery. Perfect, silent Stepford wife. Living life like it's military. He sets mines and throws grenades, explosions of a cannonade, blitz, air raid, no shelter. She hides under a carapace, shells. She is slow now, isolated. Her shell conceals her presence but reveals her absence. No one understands. She is lost amongst the sands like a hermit crab, forgotten. Left for rotten, she is washed ashore, pretty in the tide, but devoid of the life that was once inside. Violently crashed through tidals before gently falling upon the shore. Her armor is all that is left. Her body is no more. Shells. She walks on them. Scrambled brain. She'll never be the same again. Fried inside. Cracked. Fractured. His plans hatched. Unlatched upon a beautiful bird on a leash. He broke her wings. He poached from her nest, left her walking on eggshells bereft. She will never sing a lullaby. He only serves to make her song cry. Shells. She lays in one, her skin pale blue, eyes swollen shut tight forever. Good night. No happy ever. After she was stitched up, stitches couldn't stitch up her heavy wounds. The light came down to lift her up. She died inside her carapace with his hot spit upon her face, his words etched forever as the last she heard. You are nothing but a shell.
is no escape from the howling pitch of the vulpine obsession in me. Oh, darkness, my sister. Come and cloak me in my carnal pleasure as white mares and hungry wolves do mate in abominating horror, and give birth to a thing of such evil proportion that even mine pitch cold black eyes turn away in such abject repulsion. Eh, why do you look that way at my countenance? For think you not that I too can feel a sense of horror upon such abominations in society? Or does the name Elizabeth Bathory make you quake and fear as it rightly should? For I can sniff it out, the intoxicating scent of your blood-red mortality. And so I say, let the wolf and the mare mate under the symphony of the screeching owl. Let the moon bleed red tears upon the earth as six-legged beasts roam the land of my ancestry. Oh, let there be blood and blood and blood, rivers of blood that flood for me to bathe in. Vampire queen, at your disposal I am not, for I am she, Elizabeth Bathory, most powerful woman in all of Europe and Hungary. My beauty, a thing of legend, which I must preserve religiously and passionately. Slowly, hungrily, it takes possession of me, this need to feed. It is a hunger so great, a thirst so overwhelming, that I can smell it in the very air, for I shall seek it out like some creature of habit in the deathly paleness of the darkness under the blood-red weeping moon. Ah, I need a young, beautiful peasant girl, full of innocence and astounding beauty. I need her like the very air I breathe. I need the feel of her silken tresses that gently fall like a cascading waterfall upon delicately balanced shoulders with rounded edges, smooth as alabaster, yet soft as butter for my teeth to sink in. I prefer an elegant, refined, graceful neck that harmoniously covers its way into a delicious décolletage, for I shall get close upon her raw mortality and breathe in her uncultured, earthly scented intoxication. The reason behind my sin, as I dig my teeth into that petal-soft virginal skin. Oh, let there be blood and blood and blood, rivers of blood that flood for me to bathe in. And if she dare shriek or protest, I shall make her regret that she dare go against me, Elizabeth Bathory, Countess of Hungary. For I shall make her young blood rue the day she was dragged into this world. I shall make her see the stars between her delicate porcelain toes as her feet burn beneath the flame, and I watch with pleasure as she dances and screams, and I delight in the scent of her delicate burning flesh. And if she still protest, I shall lock her in a cage like a peasant animal that she is, and lance her until rivers of blood from her delicate young frame do flow, for I shall bleed out her beauty and let its crimson river anoint me. Oh, let there be blood and blood, rivers of blood that flood for me to bathe in, for I am she, Elizabeth Bathory, the most beautiful countess of Hungary.
You said you could have been less lonely. You said I could have been around. You said you never could see me. You said I never could be found. But was it ever? Was it ever down to me? Was it ever? Was it ever down to me? You knew it was going to be so hard. You knew nothing was given easily. You knew that I was struggling, and I knew that you wanted to be free. But was it ever? Was it ever down to me? Was it ever? Was it ever down to me? I worked my hands so hard, I did whatever I could, and God gave me some days when nothing I did was anything but good. But was it ever? Was it ever down to me? Was it ever? Was it ever down to me? I think we just hit the wrong road. I think our compasses had been lost. I think that we were looking for, at some stage we got everything crossed. But was it ever? Was it ever down to me? Was it ever? Was it ever down to me? If I see you, me, on the highway, if you see me out there on the trail, always know I go with you, always know my love is ever the same. But was it ever? Was it ever down to me? Was it ever? Was it ever down to me?
She lays in bed, blood on her hands. She dreams in red, time is like sands. Slips away swiftly, emptiness numbs. Secrets hide quickly, relief slowly comes. A hidden truth, a sip from reality. She tries to soothe a dose of individuality. Color revived. Humans can change rapidly. Fighting darkness derived, she is okay, actually. Soon enough, she finds meaning. Her hands no longer bleeding, her mind needed cleaning. Once more, she is seeing splashes of colorful brainwaves, drenched in rainbows, memories of ecstatic times as the pain fades. Nostalgia floods the mind. Future is her melody. Never hit rewind. Future. Future is her clarity. She can change the world. One person can change the world. She wants to conquer the world, but sometimes she forgets she's just one person. But she wants to change the world. She acts like she is making a difference. She tries to focus on deliverance. She wants to change the world. But at the end of the night, she's still just a girl. She fights and writes, but to no avail. Sometimes she thinks she's a fail. She doesn't want to let this world fall. She thinks she can do it alone, overall. She imagines her efforts are pointless. But she figures she might try. She must try. She would never want to wave the world goodbye. Never just let it fall apart. The truth is that she can't independently. Not like one person can fight an army, not realistically. Let her rebellious spirit be. She's just one girl. She can't do it alone. She can make a difference, but she needs help. The truth is, she can change the world, but only in the realm of ideas. Words can make a change. She finds peace in the way. It is what lets her justify her stay. Not all, but most of her day. She's just a girl, but she can inform. She can provoke and invoke thought in poetic form. Some people say things and then there's change. Ideas cause behavior to rearrange. Strange. She's just a girl. She can change the world. One person can change the world. It's up to you to speak up, to stand up for what you believe in and challenge your ideas. Challenge others' ideas.
It is the color of light. The shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound. I'm hearing the brightness of high bluffs and almond trees. I am tasting the wilderness of lakes, rivers, and streams, caught in an angle of song. I am remembering water that glows in the dawn, the motion tumbled in earth, life hidden in mounds. I am dancing a bright beam of light. I am remembering love.
Loving you, I shall die either way. There's no return. For if I say no to this passion that slumbers within, no to your laughter that slips under my skin, no to my heart that longs to take wing, and no to a moment more precious than spring. No, because the distance is much too far, much too vast. No, because why try when we know that nothing will last? In this moment when I look life right straight in the eyes and choose no in response to God's sweetest surprise, in that same moment of no, I shall start to wither and die, and my heart shall grow heavy, and the sun shall not rise. Live a pauper's life, empty pockets and pretty lies, solemn and somber, oh, a lovely disguise. I buried my flight, so well behaved, ticking off time as I march to my grave. And yet if I say yes to follow this bliss, the kind that leads to topsy-turvies and martinis with a twist, yes to the difference in age and the difference of place and the wild funny stories and a place on your face, yes to these lines that just won't leave my head, you go girl before you are dead. If I say yes to this ache that I don't understand, that has pulled me right out of my logical plans, if I say yes to licking the salt off of your skin or allowing you to enter me deep, deep within, then my, oh my, then I shall really die as I surrender to life's sweet surprise. And this death will be quick on that night of no moons, as we glide on a lake and you dive like a loon, and there in the dark, without time, age, or space, there we are showered in God's holy grace. I am not here, and you are not there. We are where nobody worries and nobody cares, only our souls to see if it were true, only our hearts beating. I love you. I love you. Yes.
Well, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the journey on the Night Train Express. Until next week, as we say on the Scribble Show, may your God or your gods go with you. Thank you for listening.